make them into a barrel. What do you call that process?
I'm trying to think that, I would just say castrating, but then, what do you have?
There are some others. What about alter?
A euphemism again. I've heard that with all, you know, even cats and dogs and things like that, that we're having, spot altered, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But that would, that's not something this you would necessarily choose yourself.
Yeah, they even use that for, you know, when they alter even a female cat. Mm-hmm. You know, that's for people who don't believe in calling a spade a spade.
Okay. Okay. Let me see, a calf makes a noise when it's being weaned, and you say it begins to what? What do you call that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't have that much experience around
farm animals.
Yeah.
Right.
I hope to have more, you know.
Okay. You're very much like Roscoe in that respect. We just had to go quickly over whole mm-hmm. sections because, and that in itself is significant, it mm-hmm. seems to me. You mm-hmm. just don't know, you mm-hmm. know.
And that almost anything that I would know aside from that which almost any person raised in a city like Augusta would know, would be more or less recent acquisition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or literary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's run through some of these anyway. Now, this next section here particularly is mm-hmm. stuff that you probably wouldn't know, but we can go through it if
okay.
you don't know, if you just don't know.
Okay.
Let me see. I asked you about a calf. Cow makes a very gentle noise at feeding time. What's that called?
I'd say moo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do they say?
Low.
Low, yes, I have heard that. But I think more of lowing cattle as cattle out grazing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or around sundown they low.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then... a horse sometimes makes a very gentle sound.
Not like a neigh or a whinny.
Or well, what's the difference between a neigh and a whinny?
I'm trying now. Horse sounds I know a little bit more about, but a neigh is sort of like a whinny with an exclamation mark behind it, too.
Okay. Okay.
The whinny it would seem to me the more gentle of the two sounds.
Okay.
When he neighs, it usually is meaning the opposite of yay.
Okay. If you've got all these horses and mules and cows and so on, and let's say you had to feed them, you might say you had to go out and feed the
livestock.
Okay. If you have hens and turkeys and geese and things like that, you would have to go out and feed the
Probably the poultry.
The poultry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A hen that's on a nest of eggs is called what?
A broody hen.
Broody hen, mm-hmm. Okay. The place where you keep these hens, what do you call that?
The hen house or the chicken house?
Okay.
Probably the hen house.